Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. This afternoon, daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy, tonight 32. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas Department of Revenue officials announced that the state tax collections for February 2024 were 6% below the estimated total for the month. The state ended the month with total tax collections of $521.4 million, which was $33.1 million below the estimate. Additionally, the month's tax totals were down by 5.2% from February of 2023. The Kansas chapter of the political group Americans for Prosperity hosted lawmakers to advocate for SB 511. The bill would ease restrictions on microbreweries' ability to sell beer. Current law only allows these businesses to sell their goods on their premises or in bulk to wholesalers. A hearing on the bill will take place today in the Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Plan your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Health organizations in Topeka are trying to figure out what's next for a statewide opioid settlement. Kansas is receiving more than $340 million over the next 18 years. That's according to Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. It comes after multiple lawsuit settlements with many top pharmaceutical companies over their roles in the opioid crisis. Shawnee County is one of the many counties that have received settlement money. In 2021, Kansas lawmakers passed the Kansas Fights Addiction Act, using funds from these lawsuits for grants. The Wichita Board of Education met last night and decided to close six schools. The BOE voted 5-2 to pass the recommendation, accepting the proposal to close Clark, Cleveland, Park, Payne Elementary Schools, plus Hadley and Jardine Middle Schools. It's in an effort to cut a minimum of $16 million.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 1288 is a proposal seeking to require Nebraska law enforcement and hospitals to recognize tribal courts' emergency protective custody orders. The bill narrowly advanced last week. The bill has been introduced by State Senator Jane Raybould of Lincoln. Many county mental health boards already honor such agreements. The measure passed 25-10, netting the minimum number of votes needed. In other news, former Nebraska head football coach Tom Osborne's teammates Mentoring and Mentoring Works use Lachlan Country Club to talk about the need for young people to help out the younger generation by becoming mentors. Mentoring Works Executive Director Sarah Tonage has said that mentoring can have a bigger impact than many people may think. She also added that it's a never-ending need, and that it seems like once their wait list drops down, there's another few more children that need more mentors. Former Husker Jay Foreman also spoke at the event about how important it is to be a mentor in a young person's life. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia. a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the sheriff and architect discussing possible steps moving forward with jail rehabilitation after voters twice turned down funding for a new facility. Several options were discussed. Ideas will be brought back in a couple of weeks. Among the discussion was what could be done within the existing jail footprint and adjoining space, dollars available, and perhaps considering standalone space for housing, booking, and medical, or the option of a smaller facility than originally proposed. Commissioners reached out to State Representative Lisa Mosier regarding Marshall County being included in sales tax legislation, which could allow counties passing future sales tax options to keep the entire proceeds without entering interlocal agreements with cities. A sales tax cannot be added without the vote of the people. Commissioners discussed remaining American Rescue Plan funds and a timeline for allotment and spending. A decision needs to be made by the end of March on where remaining dollars will be spent, and they need to be spent by December 31st. Board discussed prior requests for assistance, including the Register of Deeds Imaging Project, updating cameras and panic buttons in the courthouse as safety upgrades, a motion to approve payment of $458,000 from American Rescue Plan funds as reimbursement to capital improvement for invoices paid on the new health building construction was passed unanimously. Interest earned for 2023 on idle funds in Washington County totaled over $403,000, allowing commissioners to move forward in eliminating a 0.75% intangibles tax, which generated some $37,000 last year. Hanover, Lynn, and Palmer City intangible taxes will remain in place. Hanover Township inquired about a bridge on Yankee Road in bad condition. Barricades were put up. The county will follow up with the township about keeping the road open or making it farm access only. Road and Bridge has hired a new mechanic. Six applications have been received for Washington County Tourism and Economic Development Administrator. Commissioners decided to accept applications until March 28th. Gage County Supervisor Don Schuler suggested the process for appointing members to the Planning and Zoning Commission be reviewed before reappointing anyone. Commissioner Haxby noted the process might need review, but the time to do that is not when a reappointment's on the agenda. Schuler made a motion to table reappointment of Terry Acton for 4 weeks. That died for lack of a second. Motion was made to approve the reappointment for Acton for a 3-year term, resulting in an executive session. Several citizens spoke under public comments at a recent meeting with Patty Bernard of Liberty, presenting a petition signed by 42 residents within a 5.5-mile radius of their area, requesting setbacks for planning and zoning regulations in Gage County. Others spoke discouraging changing regulations or setbacks.
Highland Community College Western Center Baileyville Career Fair runs today 9:30 until 1 with some 40 business and industry representatives on hand. Explore career opportunities and tour the Western Center at Baileyville today 9:30 until 1. Axtell will host a community potluck send-off this evening for the boys basketball team heading to state 6:30 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion. Valley Heights will host a send-off 11:15 this morning in the Commons area at the high school for the Lady Mustangs heading to state. Valley Heights will have no school on Wednesday. Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville Career Fair runs until 1 o'clock today with over 40 industry and business representatives on hand offering various career opportunities, and the Western Center campus is available for tours. Haxtell will host a community potluck send-off this evening for the boys' basketball team heading to state. The event begins at 6:30 at the Haxtell American Legion. Valley Heights will have no school on Wednesday as the Lady Mustangs head to state volleyball. Julie F. Gakel, age 62, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 5:30 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday, 10 until 3:30 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Julie Gakel. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away February 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, March 6th, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Graham. Michael D. Young, age 63, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michael Young. Virginia Jenkins, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 29th. Funeral service Friday, March 8th, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church Faith Hall in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Virginia Jenkins.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 40s. Some rain showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Easterly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying cooler into Friday, a chance for some rain showers, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then some rain and snow possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 52, record high on this date 84. The average low 28, the record low 2 below 0. Sunset this evening 6:24, sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
Where can you count on an early springtime each year? Balmy Canada, of course. All about where springtime blooms early on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 5th, the 65th day of the year. Magician Penn Jillette celebrates a birthday, and the so-called Boston Massacre occurred on this day in 1770. With many parts of the North still covered in ice and snow, Folks on Canada's west coast are already counting the tulip, crocus, and daffodil blossoms. The Greater Victoria Flower Count is an annual tradition in British Columbia and a not-so-subtle reminder of the mild climate in the region, not to mention a brilliant tourism promotion. In a good year, over 20 billion blossoms have been tallied. We'd say they've earned the moniker City of Gardens, even if it does sound a bit like bragging, especially to those of us still counting snowflakes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association, also known as the MIAA Tournament, is officially set with games beginning on Wednesday this week, and brackets have officially been released. According to the tournament organizers, the tournament is set to run from March 6th through the 10th in Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium, with game number one on Wednesday afternoon set for the number 8 Missouri Southern against number 9 Missouri Western. Game two includes number 7 Emporia State against number 10 Lincoln, Nebraska. Quarterfinals that begin on Thursday include Northwest Missouri in game number 1 and Fort Hays State University in game number 2, with Friday's games seeing Washburn and Rogers State and Pittsburgh State against Central Oklahoma. In the women's tournament, starting with the first round on Wednesday, includes Northeastern State against Emporia State and Nebraska Kearney against number 10 Washburn. The championships for both men and women are set to take place on Sunday afternoon.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in 3 words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A lot of changes happening with the Kansas University football team, as there's been a few different changes in leadership as Kansas offensive coordinator Andy Kolonicki took a job with Penn State, with defensive backs coach Jordan Peterson leaving for Texas A&M. And while it may be a changeup for the upcoming season, head coach Lance Leipold said it may be a good thing for the team.
The one thing that this program needed for so long was continuity. Okay, we had it. But in the same, you know, realm of things, bringing in new people forces us all to learn and grow. It's forced me to look at different things as a head coach. You can be confident in a lot of ways, but can't be complacent. Well, you know, having to interview and find fits and doing those things is really kind of stretched in a lot of different ways to make sure that maybe I don't get complacent.
That audio from KSNT News, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State basketball tournaments tip off Wednesday and Thursday. Valley Heights girls, 18-5, are the number 8 seed and face undefeated top seed Wichita County, 23-0, Wednesday afternoon at 2 in Dodge City. Axtell boys, 21-2, are second seed and face 7th seed Beloit St. John's Tipton, 14-7, Wednesday evening at 6 in Great Bend. Hanover girls, 20-4, are the number 5 seed and face 4th seed Buckland, 20-3, Thursday afternoon at 4 from Great Bend. Frankfort girls, 20-3, are the 6th seed and face 3rd seed St. John Hudson, 22-1, Thursday evening at 8 from Colby. Centralia girls, 21-2, are 5th seed and face 4th seed Norwich, 21-2, at Colby, Thursday at 4. Winners advance to semifinals Friday with consolation and championship Saturday. KNDY will have live continuing coverage of Valley Heights, Hanover, and Frankfort girls, as well as Axtell boys on FM 95.5. Tune for a special TVL Sports Spotlight on the teams heading to the state basketball tournament Tuesday evening following sports on KNDY at around 5:20.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lob. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slipped.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one.
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Kansas, Kansas State, Sunflower State Showdown Tuesday evening. Tip off at 8, live on KNDY and KNDY FM.
Whether you call it a Mexican sour gherkin, mouse melon, sandita, or cucamelon, this unique vegetable is worth growing in the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The small fruit looks like a miniature watermelon on the outside, but the insides and flavor more closely resemble a cucumber. This rampant grower can reach 10 feet and is drought and pest tolerant and produces an abundant crop of fruit. Handle the vines carefully as they are easily damaged by mishandling and frost. It takes about 70 to 75 days from planting to the start of harvesting. Wait for the soil to warm before planting seeds directly in the garden. Or start seeds indoors, then move the transplants to the garden once the danger of frost has passed. The cucamelons fall off the plant when ripe. Save a few of the larger fruit to collect and preserve the seeds for next year's garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today, if you need parts for your car or truck, you might just head to an auto repair store. Turn back the clock nearly 200 years, and you instead made a visit to these trees in the state of Kansas. It was a practice that put wagons on the road, but also led to the near extinction of one Native American tribe. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Kansas's state name is derived from the Kansa tribe, a group with important ties to this spot on one of the nation's oldest trails.
The Treaty of 1825 and the Treaty of 1846 placed them around the Council Grove crossing on the Santa Fe Trail.
Mary Honeyman at Kaw Mission State Historic Site says white settlers soon infringed on the spot given to the Kaw.
The Santa Fe freight wagons were made of extremely hard wood, and they had to support tons of trading materials. And if they broke an axle, they broke a wheel, they had to leave the whole wagon. So that prompted them to start stopping at Council Grove.
They would take limbs from trees at the Grove as spare parts if a wagon wheel should fail. Since the wagons were stopping there, mercantile men began to establish stores to sell goods to travelers. It was illegal,
but the U.S. government finally relented.
In 1859, they were moved south of the town of Council Grove to a diminished reserve, but the damage had already been done. And by 1863, that tribe of 1,600, we did our last formal federal census, and there were only 807 of them left alive.
The state historic site here at Council Grove preserved a mission school once established for the tribe. The Kanza were subsequently forced to move one final time.
In 1872, along with their agent, they walked to the portion of what is now Oklahoma, where their last reservation was. But they're doing quite well today.
Today, this site remembers the important tribe from which the state got its name. Traveling the countryside in Council Grove, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
When you farm, you're tied to the location of your tractor because you have to be in it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. John Deere has introduced a tractor that can be operated from your couch if you want, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A new era of farming is here. John Deere's new fully autonomous 8R tractor can be operated without anyone sitting in the cab. All by itself, the machine can prep 325 acres in 24 hours, only requiring a service stop every 8 to 10 hours for refueling. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's Director of Emerging Technology. He says the tractor engine is literally started from the app on the farmer's phone. And once the machine is out doing its job, the farmer can always check in on it.
And they can always do that through the John Deere Operator Center app and monitor what's happening at any point. They'll have access to live video, images, data, and metrics on how the machine's doing. And they can even adjust things like speed remotely. Anything out of the ordinary that occurs while the tractor is active, the farmer will be notified and will be able to make decisions remotely through the John Deere's Operation Center.
There are six pairs of stereo cameras that detect obstacles and distance. It continuously checks its position relative to a geofence to be sure it's operating where it's supposed to. And if something unexpected is in its way, the tractor knows what to do.
For example, a billboard falls in a field. The tractor needs to be able to stop. So to handle these types of situations, we built an anomaly detection system that recognizes nominal scenes of sky, ground, and trees. And when it encounters new objects that don't fit within the standard class of object, the machine just stops. Using this technology, we're able to achieve a very high degree of safety and performance despite situations where the autonomous tractor sees a completely new or random object.
Deere says the machine will be available to farmers later this year. Learn more about the autonomous 8R tractor at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A new playbook for U.S. farmers and ranchers in action today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The agricultural advocacy group U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action has announced a new strategic framework for how it operates. CEO Kevin Burkham.
Farmers and ranchers are helping to solve some of the world's biggest challenges, including feeding a growing population, sustaining livelihoods and building strong, resilient economies, and providing agricultural resources for an energy transition, all while reducing GHG emissions.
Burkham acknowledges the scope of that ambition, saying USFRA is preparing to further it.
There is a critical need for USFRA to bring all of American agriculture together, with farmers and ranchers at the center, to collectively identify and tackle complex, long-term issues that we're all wrestling with as a sector. To communicate and collaborate and educate and advocate for U.S. farmers and ranchers in both domestic as well as international markets.
Burkham says U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action is ready and willing to take on this mission. And I'll have more on that tomorrow. In the meantime, you can visit usfarmersandranchers.org to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spack, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, and it's that time of the year, folks. At these times, for these reports, we take a look at the current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth. The soil temperature, of course, directly affects plant growth. Most soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So certainly a good time to start focusing on these temperatures, and we will take a look at quite a few regions across the Sunflower State. We'll start out of the western side up at the northwest corner, which is primarily the coolest as we head into the summer and spring planting months. The current 4-inch soil temperature up in Colby is 40 degrees. The 7-day average over the last week has been 41 degrees. Down in Scott City, the current 41-degree 4-inch soil temperature has seen a 7-day average of 43 degrees. And down in southwest Kansas in Garden City, the current soil temperature is at 42, very similar to their 7-day average of 43 degrees. Now, across the central belt of the state, we'll look up at North Central in Belleville as their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 41 degrees, a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 40 degrees. In the central portions of the state, up in Little River, currently 46 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth, of a 7-day average of 47 degrees. And down here in south central Kansas, we'll look in Harper as it is currently 48 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 47 degrees. Now we head to the eastern third of the state, which again is primarily the kind of warmest, especially in the southern eastern corner of our state. We'll look up in the northeast corner first in Rossville. Their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 45 degrees, a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 44 degrees. Out east in Welda, 51 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature, which is a bit warmer than the 7-day average of 49 degrees. And looking down in southeastern Kansas, we'll take a look in Sedan. Currently 51 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature depth, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Sam's back with your latest look of current soil temperatures across the state of Kansas right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kauffman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kauffman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kauffman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kauffman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. 36 Kauffman Seed.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders.
featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. See tender use available. Low-salt starter fertilizer, 829-2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low-salt starter fertilizer right now.
When you farm, you're tied to the location of your tractor because you have to be in it. Now there's a tractor that can be operated from your couch if you want on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
A new era of farming is here. John Deere's new fully autonomous 8R tractor can be operated without anyone sitting in the cab. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's Director of Emerging Technology. He says the tractor engine is literally started from the app on the farmer's phone. And once the machine is out doing its job, the farmer can always check in on it.
And they can always do that through the John Deere Operator Center app and monitor what's happening at any point. They'll have access to live video, images, data, and metrics on how the machine's doing, and they can even adjust things like speed remotely. Anything out of the ordinary that occurs while the tractor is active, the farmer will be notified and will be able to make decisions remotely through the John Deere's Operation Center.
There are six pairs of stereo cameras that detect obstacles and distance. It continuously checks its position relative to a geofence to be sure it's operating where it's supposed to. And if something unexpected is in its way, the tractor knows what to do.
For example, a billboard falls in a field. The tractor needs to be able to stop. So to handle these types of situations, we built an anomaly detection system that recognizes nominal scenes of sky, ground, and trees. And when it encounters new objects that don't fit within the standard class of object, the machine just stops. Using this technology, we're able to achieve a very high degree of safety and performance despite situations where the autonomous tractor sees a completely new or random object.
Deere says the machine will be available to farmers later this year. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the autonomous 8R tractor at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through this midday, the theme today has been lower in the grains and mixed to slightly higher in the livestock. Higher for the cattle market specifically is April live cattle, currently up 152, trading at 188.20. June's up a dollar at 183.57. Near triple-digit jump in the feeder cattle markets as well. The March feeder cattle contract now up 72 to 252.27. April up a dollar 32 to 257.07. Now, the hogs are seeing some downturn as the April lean hogs
Hogs down 102 to 85.25. May's down 67 cents, trading at $91.30 per hundredweight. We have seen quite a bit of selling today in both corn and wheat. A bit of pressure as both Russian and European wheat pricing is getting slashed, sending the prices down. As we can currently see, March corn down 4 at 413.5. May's down 4.5 to 425.5. Giving up yesterday's significant gains is the wheat market. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all near a double-digit drop. May Kansas City wheat down 9.75 to 570.5. July down 10.25 to 556.75. Oats also a bit weaker today as the May oats down 4.75 to 363.75. Soybeans are slightly in the red. March soybeans down 3 to 11.44. May's down 4.75 to 11.50¼. The meal also in the red. March down 2.80 to 332.40. And soy oil hanging on by a thread. March soybean oil up 14 points at 44.79. Cotton still a bit lower today. May cotton currently down 47 at 94.11. Taking a look at Wall Street here in midday, the Apple is leading the tech-driven sell-off today. Dow Jones currently down 282 at 38,706. The S&P is down 44 points at 5,087. And the NASDAQ back under 16,000, down 260 on the day at 15,947. In the metals, we see April gold up $12.40 an ounce at $2,138.70 per ounce. March silver down a nickel at 23.72. And the dollar index a little bit weaker. The March dollar down 4 at 103.73.
More in 24 from Rusty Eck Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty Eck Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty Eck Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquess Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42-acre CRP, 98-acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375. Or email Jason at gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Preventative measures including maintenance, turning augers off, and wearing protective equipment become critical for proper grain bin safety. Oklahoma State University grain storage engineer Carol Jones relays what kinds of preservation practices keep bins more secure.
Making sure that your bin, the structure of it is good. Our infrastructure is getting older across the country, and we see more leaks. We see some degradation around the doorways of steel bins, more cracking and concrete problems in our big concrete silos. So keeping maintenance at a peak is important. Make sure no moisture gets in the bin. Make sure all of the entryways and manholes are covered good and tight. If we have temperature cables, that's a really good thing to keep maintenance up on. That's your communication with your grain in the bin. We really don't know what's going on in that bin unless we have temperature cables or some way to monitor the quality. So maintenance is super important, and it's not only just for safety, but it keeps the quality of your grain at a peak also.
Jones explains what precautions need to be taken before entering grain bins.
Have someone close by that you can keep in touch with, or that can keep in touch with you either by sight or by cell phone or radio or some way to communicate in case you do have some kind of a problem in there, they can call for help. There's been many times that fire department gets a call from a wife when a family member doesn't show up for supper and he's been in the bin for a while and it doesn't turn out good. So have someone there that can call for help if you get in trouble. Lockout, tag out. I know it makes your job a lot harder to turn that reclaim auger off when you go in the bin. But if that reclaim auger is not guarded properly, you get caught in the flow of the grain and it's just pretty hard to save yourself. So turn off all of the energy to the bin. You don't want any grain coming in the bin. And anything that moves the grain needs to be de-energized.
She discusses the personal protective gear recommended for working inside grain storage.
Want to wear harness, lifeline, if you're going to go into the grain, if it's any chance of you becoming entrapped. In other words, if the grain could possibly be over 4 feet deep, then you need to be in a harness and a lifeline tied off to an anchor point someplace on the outside of the bin.
That was Oklahoma State University grain storage engineer Carol Jones on how producers can increase grain bin safety. Learn more by reaching out to Jones at jcarroll@okstate.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck and a Silverado 1500 High Country Edition. They also have a new 2024 Chevy Blazer and Chevy Trailblazer. See for yourself and take a test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, a report that iPhone sales have plummeted in China pulled down Apple shares, and Apple pulled down the NASDAQ composite by 1.6% this morning. The S&P was lower by 0.8%. The Dow Jones was off 236 points. Nope, you're not the only one having trouble with Facebook. Meta acknowledges that as many as 500,000 users reported issues logging into Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger this morning. Meta's status page showed major disruptions. American Airlines needs more aircraft. The carrier has put in orders for 260 jets spread across three plane makers, Boeing, Airbus, and Embraer. American already has the largest fleet of any U.S. airline. The city skyline is seeing more homes going higher. The Wall Street Journal says developers are betting on bigger and taller apartment buildings. From 2021 to 2023, nearly 3,000 buildings with 200 or more units went up, a 17% jump from the prior 2 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.